Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Perigin and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Perigin, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. Jacob, how are you?
Man, I'm doing okay. How are you?
You know, not as much on a high as we were last week, but understandably, I guess so. I guess we can't complain.
Yeah, I thought my team was going to get swept, so I can't really complain about that. But can complain about a few things if you want to get greedy. But, you know, looking at it, you never want to go and get swept. You know, unfortunately for your Auburn, you ran into a buzzsaw in Texas. So Alabama would have done the same thing, so don't feel bad.
Yeah, I mean, Auburn had a chance Friday. Well, I guess it would have been Thursday night because of Easter. Kind of thing. They had a chance Thursday night, you know, lose a 3-2 ball game. You feel pretty good about yourself coming out of it. You don't feel good that you scored two runs in the third and then you really didn't do anything else to that. And actually, after that, Auburn didn't do anything the rest of the weekend. I mean, Ike Irish, 4 bombs, 6 RBIs in 3 games. At one point, he had all 6 of Auburn's runs scored in the 3 games. So good for Ike, not good for Auburn. So you're happy Ike's getting hot at the right time, but I mean, Auburn's offense was atrocious last weekend. It's, you know, at the plate, you were atrocious. It was just, you know, you're glad to be home though. Glad to, you know, maybe get a team that struggled just as much last week versus Florida, blew a few leads. You know, that pitching's not as strong as Texas. So I mean, Mississippi State, you know, at one point they won 2 series in a row and they'd beat South Carolina and then they'd beat Bama on the road. And I was like, oh, you know, maybe Lemonis is fighting for his job, but I kind of think that it's starting to come to an end, Jacob.
Yeah. Well, he got a very quality series win against a really good team in Tuscaloosa. but no, it's, I think you're right. I think this weekend is going to be a tough one, but with the way that this stupid conference has played baseball this year, you never know at this point. I mean, how A&M started, Alabama sweeping them, and then, I mean, what did they start out?
I think it was 1-8.
1-8, and now look at them. You know, I think they got a chance to go on the road and win a series this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely got a chance. I mean, they're hot. You know, they've, you know, going to Arkansas, there's not many. There might be one team that I think I'd feel confident in saying has a chance to do that, where I might bet them, and that was Texas. Texas is the only team that I honestly thought going into Arkansas that I'd probably take them, and I honestly don't even know if I really would have took Texas. I probably would have just took Arkansas because it was at home. But well, you go up there and you take 2 or 3.
You get an opportunity to do that next week. Texas at Arkansas next week, and I think it's going to be electric. But that's next week. We're not talking about next week. We're talking about the past week and this week, and that is all that matters. How about Kentucky?
Hats off to them. But I mean, somebody on this podcast said there's a really good chance they got a game.
And it wasn't me.
Well, that it has to be, you know, process of elimination. That has to be me then.
There you go.
And I mean, they took care of them on Sunday. You know, that's what Tony Vitale gets for playing on Easter. That's exactly what he gets. Yeah. I think he's done that every year since he's been there. They've played on Easter.
I think you're right. I think that's been the one that, you know, I just don't understand.
I mean, they definitely played on it last year. I'm trying to, and I think they played on it 2 years ago. So maybe, I don't know, not to get your religious, maybe the Lord's punishing somebody for playing on Easter Sunday.
Okay. Not to get religious as you get religious. I respect it.
I mean, you know, Kentucky's a team you don't want to see on your schedule, and you definitely don't want to go to their place, in my opinion, just because they are so hard to sweep, and they're just, you know, they are constantly trying to, you know, press the needle. They're going to bunt. They're going to play small ball. They're going to steal bases. They're going to hit and run. They're going to, like, make you make mistakes kind of thing, and they are just so hard to sweep. I mean, let's see. Texas hasn't got swept this year. Arkansas hasn't got swept.
Alabama hasn't been swept.
Did LSU get swept by Tech? No, they took 2 or 3, right? Texas took 2 or 3, right?
Friday night.
So that's right there. Is that
Ole Miss got swept?
No, Ole Miss has not got swept. So 5 teams.
Has State been swept?
Yes. State got swept by – who swept State? I'm pretty sure they got –
Did Florida sweep them?
No, Florida State won the last game.
Okay.
Somebody swept them, though. It was
– I'll tell you, somebody has been swept every weekend.
Yeah, so talk about that while I see who swept State.
Yeah, Missouri, man, just brutal. Never really had a chance this weekend, it looked like. But they got a chance this weekend. I'm almost confident that they're going to win their first conference game this weekend. That's the most typical Alabama fashion. ever. And it will be very disappointing if it happens. And as I've said, which there'll only be three games remaining at home, but if they lose, I just don't know if I can show back up.
You can do it. You can do it. And to answer your question, our LSU and Texas swept.
That's right.
State. So let me go back through my count. We got
Kentucky. Got the first weekend.
Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, Texas. Did Vandy get swept? I don't think Vandy's got swept. Vandy don't. So eight teams. I didn't think it was this impressive, but that's, I mean, half the conference hasn't been swept.
I thought Vanderbilt got swept by somebody.
Who swept? Did they get swept at home by who swept them at home 2 weeks ago? Arkansas. Arkansas swept them at home. So
I took Vandy to win the series.
So that's seven SEC teams that haven't been swept, which, you know, I guess that's not as impressive when you look at it, but still. I mean, to be a what we consider a bottom tier team, and they still haven't got swept. I mean, hats off to Kentucky.
Yeah, and they're definitely not getting swept this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they might sweep this weekend. So, I mean, it's just a lot of good baseball teams. I mean, you got what, 10 of the 16 ranked in the top 25.
Yeah, I mean, we were looking at last night, I don't know if it was D1 or if it was on three. They had 13 teams in.
Yeah.
With Mississippi State, South Carolina, and Mizzou as the only three out.
Mizzou's legacy Hoover run.
Hey, they can make it. It is not out the question. Well, yeah. You can say it's out the question. I guess we can't say it.
It won't be over until Tuesday morning at 9:30.
Then it'll be over, kind of thing. I mean, is this a must-win for Mississippi State this weekend?
I would say so. I mean, it looks really good on a resume.
Because they got us, they got Auburn, Ole Miss, Missouri, and I can't remember who they end the year with.
I think they end the year at Missouri.
Is Missouri their last? Yeah, no, Missouri goes to their place. Missouri, it's Auburn.
It's at.
Is that Missouri?
Yeah, because we talked about it a couple weeks ago. We were like, when's Missouri's best chance to win a game?
Auburn, Kentucky, Ole Miss, and then you're right, at Missouri. So if we do the 13 benchmark, you get three versus Missouri. That's nine wins.
You got one of nine, right?
Yeah, I mean, four out of nine from Auburn, Kentucky, and Kentucky's at home. So I mean, if you can get one from Auburn, one from Ole Miss, and then
two.
And then, I mean, heck, Ole Miss is at home. I mean, you lost the Governor's Cup last night in the midweek kind of thing, but you should have won it. You should have won it. So, I mean,
you're getting them at home, too. I think that's going to help a lot.
So, I mean, I guess it's a must not get swept. I think that's fair to say for State.
I mean, I think if you're State and you come out of this 7-14, you're not just absolutely mortified.
Yeah, because then, I mean, that's you got to get three games between Kentucky. You got to get three games at home between Kentucky and Ole Miss. So,
which seems doable. I mean, but you also never want to bank on having to sweep a team, right? And you know, you should sweep Missouri. Everybody should sweep Missouri, but you also never know.
Mm-hmm.
But to be fair, Missouri is hitting 229. I think it is. No, yes, 229, or no, 220 in conference play. So you know,
is that good?
I mean, Alabama's hitting 239. So, Alabama's the number 18 team in the country, and they're hitting 239 in conference play. So, I mean, it must not be terrible.
Yeah. Speaking of terrible.
Hold on. This says Ole Miss has played 20 conference games. There's no way.
Are you looking at the SEC stats?
Yes. In conference play overall, it says they've played 20 games.
Yeah, I want to say it has been missed. I can't remember, though.
And a few teams have played 19 conference games.
So basically, SEC can't keep up with their stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, do they just need us to do it?
Well, if you look
– Birmingham.
If you look at me and Jacob's records from last week, I don't think anybody needs us to do anything except tell them who not to bet on. Jacob did get one game back.
Well, no.
he's, He's only down two now, 33-15 for me, 31-17 for Jacob. I went 3-5 last week, and Jacob went 4-4. So less than ideal for your co-host here.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really ideal for me either. I went 50%, so not very good. But, you know, this week I got a lot of games I think might be similar. This week kind of feels a little different. I think there's one that I'm leaning towards you might be different on, but we'll find out when we get to it. But, you know, it's going to be this week looking at the power rankings. 16 is Mizzou, but they'll be at 15 next week after they get at least one win in Tuscaloosa. And at 15, State, they're 6-12. Like me and Will said, think they got to go win at least one this week and can't get swept. And at 14, you got South Carolina, who's 4-14, big series win on the road. It was at home versus Ole Miss. Brutal for Ole Miss to lose that series. And then at 13, you got Florida going on the road and going into the Dude and taking the series. I think the first two games really not even that competitive.
No, I'm pretty sure game two, let's see, that was they played on Easter too, so punishing Chris Lemonis. Let's see, Friday night, the score was 13-3. That one was definitely not competitive. And then Saturday night, it was, if SEC can get its stuff together, which of course it can't, it was 11-8. And it was State and Florida scored 6 in the 7th and 2 in the 9th. So at one point it was 6-5.
Okay.
6-5 going into the 7th, and then Florida kind of opened it up on State's bullpen, and then State was able to get the job done thanks to another high scoring game on Sunday. It was 14-8.
Yeah, so a lot of offense.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that makes the modern day kids happy. You know,
does that explain Mississippi State's 6.11 ERA in conference play?
I think it does.
Okay. Well, Florida's not much better at 8.25. So
12, we have Ole Miss. Ole Miss 10-8. Like Jacob said, you just couldn't lose that series to South Carolina last week. I mean, that probably knocks down. I mean, that's, if it comes down to them hosting a regional or not, that people are going to look at that series and be like, that's going to knock them down. Knocks the RPI a little bit. It's just bad. 11 is Alabama at 9-9. You know, able to get one, avoid the sweep versus LSU. Probably should have got the Thursday night game too. And I guess you realistically maybe could have got Saturday.
Alabama has swept. Absolutely.
But Auburn, you know, Auburn at 10, 9-9 as well. Just, you know, maybe you could have got Thursday night, but not really competitive the other two nights. And then 9, Kentucky. You know, how about Kentucky going into going into Knoxville and getting the big win versus Tennessee?
Yeah. I think that was probably the biggest thing of the weekend, in my opinion. At 8, Oklahoma, who's 10-8. Big series sweep against Missouri to kind of get you back on track. And then at 7, you got Georgia after getting swept at Vanderbilt. They're, you know, got to get back on track this weekend against Oklahoma at home. So that'll be interesting. And then at 6, we have A&M after big series win on the road at Arkansas at 8-10. Then at 5, we got Vanderbilt at 11-7 after coming off of a huge series sweep at home against Georgia.
Yep. 4 is Tennessee, you know, losing the series in Lexington, in Knoxville, but, you know, still respect them for the rest of the year. So we have them at 4 at 12-6. Arkansas, you know, you drop them down one spot from last week's because you lost the series at home to A&M, but, you know, A&M's as hot as anybody in the country right now. 2 is LSU. Had a pretty big jump. I think they were 5 or 6 for us last week, but 3 through 5 all lost. So they were able to bump up to the number 2 spot after taking 2 or 3 from Alabama. And then the clear-cut number 1 right now is Texas. You know, 3-game lead in the SEC with 9 games left to play. They're just playing really good ball.
Yeah. You know, like I said earlier, though, next week could be, you know, depending on what happens this week, next week could it be your deciding, you know, with six games left after next weekend, could that kind of decide who might win the conference?
Yes. Yes, for sure.
So it's going to be interesting. So, well, I guess we're going to go ahead and jump into The games for this weekend, the first series is there's always one that's going to be Thursday through Saturday. So there's two this week. The first one is number 14, Oklahoma, who's 29-11, 10-8 in conference play, at number 10, Georgia, who's 33-10, 10-8 in conference play. I'm gonna go with the Dogs at home. Bounce back. I don't think they're going to get embarrassed at home. I don't know if they'll sweep. I think one of the Witherspoon brothers will get it done, but I don't know if they'll sweep, but I definitely think Georgia wins the series.
Yeah, I'm going to take Georgia as well. I'm going to take Georgia. You know, they're on a four-game losing streak because they lost the midweek on Tuesday night to Clemson, but, you know, Clemson's a really good ball team. Vanderbilt's a really good ball team, so I think they're going to get right, especially at home. You know, they swing it really well at home. A lot of teams swing it well at Georgia because of the field size, but, you know, you got to respect it when they hit it and hitting it. So give me Georgia to get the home win.
Yep. All right. And then the next series is the one that everyone in the country will be watching. It is the Mizzou Tigers, who are 13-27, 0-18 in conference play, versus number 18, Alabama, who's 32-10, 9-9 in conference play. I'm going to go with Alabama, and I've said it the entire time, but something is telling me that it is going to be the most Alabama thing in the world to lose a game. So, wouldn't be shocked, and that would be my last time in Sewell Thomas Stadium for the year. So, I'm going to go with the Tide to win the series. I might take him as my sweeper later on, just to hopefully kind of get the juju off of it. And, you know, because, I mean, you sweep this weekend, you're 12-9 going into your last nine, and you think to host, you need 15, right? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think 16 locks you, and I think 15 probably puts you in on the bubble, but bubble in.
Yeah, I mean, if you can find a way to be 12-9 after this weekend with, you know, go 4-5 in your last nine, I mean, you are at Vandy, you got Georgia at home, then you're at Florida, but, you know, saying at Florida doesn't necessarily sound scary, but Florida has had Alabama's number in the past, really for the past 16 years at least, because Alabama hasn't won a series versus Florida since 08, so... It's gonna be interesting, but I'm hoping Alabama's 12-9 after this weekend.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Tide. Don't think it's gonna be close. I like Bama to sweep, like Jacob said. I just think Alabama's gonna, you know, is it three straight series losses? Has it Auburn, State, LSU? Has that been the last? I think that's been the last three, right?
Hadn't won a series in close to a month.
So I think you're gonna have a little bent up frustration, and Alabama's gonna swing it well and take down Mizzou because Mizzou sucks.
I might go try and find the Missouri Hotel tonight.
Yep, because they're there.
See how they're doing. So.
All right. Friday, April 25th through Sunday, April 28th. So that's not right. Is that right? Yeah, that's not right. The 27th. We got six series, as always. First off, we got number 5, Arkansas, 36-7, 13-5, at Florida. Florida's 28-15, 6-12 at conference play. Who are you going with, Jacob?
Oh, man, I'm going to go the Hogs. Mm-hmm. Hogs on the road. This would be one of those, like, looking at, you know, the former teams, this would be the, you know, series in the country to watch. But with how Florida is this year, just kind of on and off, maybe they're getting hot at the right time after a big win at State, but I'm going to go Arkansas to get it done. Wouldn't be shocked if Florida takes one, though.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I think I like Florida to take one, but I think I'm going to take Arkansas to win the series. Yes, losing the series last week, but overall, Arkansas is just a juggernaut swinging the bat. You know, they got power, they got contact guys, they're clutch, a lot of guys with RBIs kind of thing. So I just think Arkansas will be able to go down to the swamp and get the win. All right, next is South Carolina, 24-18, 4-14 in conference play at Kentucky. Kentucky is 23-15, 8-10 in conference play, and I'm going to take Kentucky right here. You know, both teams won last week. Didn't think both teams were going to have coming in the series wins with going in this series. But being at home, I think Kentucky is just better ball club. And South Carolina is just struggling, man. Even though they beat South Carolina, they took a walk off to beat North Florida last night. So give me Kentucky to get the job done.
Yeah, I'm going to go Kentucky at home. I don't think it's going to be. Maybe South Carolina can come in there and find a way to do it after taking it from Ole Miss, because it just seems like. You never know what can happen, so I'm gonna go Kentucky at home. Definitely don't think they lose more than one this weekend. All right. The next series is Mississippi State, who's 24-17, 6-12. At number 11, Auburn, who's 28-13, 9-9 in conference play. I'm going to go with Auburn at home. I don't necessarily – I think State might take one. I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked if State found a way to go down there and win the series just because – you know, it's one of those things where they know that they kind of need to win to see what happens in the after the regular season is over, find a way to make it into a regional, because you never know once you get there, especially with Mississippi State, just one of those programs that seems to, you know, if you give them a chance, it's kind of like Ole Miss a few years ago when they won the national championship, they were the last team in, and they won it, so you never know. But this would be a big time resume booster for State if they can get it done. But I think Auburn handles business at home.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Auburn as well. I just like them in the home ballpark. State swung it decently well. I mean, 3 runs versus Florida, and then you score, what was it, like 8-13 or something like that. So, you know, and Auburn hasn't swung it well in a while. Really hasn't swung it well since the Alabama series, if we're being honest. That's the last time Auburn's really swung it, you know, to top 15 team in the country standard, because with Auburn 11 right here. But, you know, pitching's been pretty solid. Bullpen, just starting pitchers getting better and better, especially Friday and Saturday guys. Sunday is still a mystery kind of thing. So I think if State does get one, I think it's going to be Sunday. But I like my Auburn Tigers at home.
Yeah. All right, next series is number 9, Vanderbilt, who's 30-11, 11-7 at home. At number 23, Ole Miss, who's 29-12, 10-8 in conference play. Who you got?
Take Vandy on the road. You know, we've talked about Ole Miss a lot throughout the podcast and how we really weren't sure what to make of them, you know, because they took care of business against all the teams that they were supposed to take care of business of, but they could never get over the humps against the teams that they, that we think are better than them. And then you've stumbled last week, and you know they haven't beat Arkansas. They didn't beat Tennessee, like that, those kind of teams right here. And I think Vanderbilt is pretty close to their level, if they're not on the level. Especially because they have all the momentum last week versus sweeping Georgia. So give me Vandy to go to Swayze and get the series win. But I think regardless, this is a non-sweep series.
Yeah, I don't hate it at all. I think Vandy goes on the road and gets it done. Ole Miss maybe down a little bit after losing that series at South Carolina. Vandy coming off, you know, momentum. Did lose last night versus Middle Tennessee State. But, you know, one of those things where the midweeks may teach you a lesson and you can bounce back. So I think I'm going to go with Vandy to get it done on the road.
All right. Now we got definitely the series of the week. Number 6, Tennessee, 34-7, 12-6 in conference play. At number 7, LSU. LSU is 34-8, 12-6 in conference play. Jacob, who gets the top 10 series win?
I think I'm going to go LSU at home. I think the box, that place is, you know, the place is different. I think they're going to be able to, I think the crowd's going to be into it. I think Cade Anderson has a great Friday night, and LSU finds a way. Their offense is kind of what carries them. Did get run ruled last night, but, I mean, they went through a 2.5-hour rain delay. I think that kind of took a lot of their juice out of them. So, and when you're playing a team like a Northwestern State like that, they know that your juice is probably down, and so kind of balls in their court to do whatever, and probably should never get run ruled, but maybe that's enough to embarrass them and, you know, just frankly piss them off. So I think LSU gets it done this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to take LSU as well. I think the home team, the advantage right here, we're talking about Northwestern State sweep, 10 running LSU last night. You know, like you said, the rain delay, you can't tell me that them boys in the purple and gold weren't looking to this weekend.
For sure.
I mean, Northwestern State comes in there, ain't got nothing to lose. Ain't got a single thing to lose. And all it does is, you know, you win this one, you know, maybe boosts your tournament resume a little bit. Yeah, Northwestern State, you're not going to get in unless you're the 4 seed and win your conference. But you might can get, if you are the 4 seed, you might can get yourself a better host kind of thing. So you're not having to go to Texas week 1, or you're not having to go to week 1 versus the first weekend, and you're not having to go to like Arkansas or something like that. Plus, it's something that you can go to tell your kids, hey, I went into the box and got a win. And if you're an underclassman, you go in there and perform in front of Jay Johnson and all them boys, you enter the portal, they might give you
playing every home game there next year.
that's what I'm saying kind of thing. So I don't really think I don't take last night with a grain of salt kind of thing. And I just, you know, I mean, LSU at home, there's not too many teams that would come into the country and get the win. I think Tennessee is one of them that could, but I'm going to take LSU. All right. Two of the hottest teams in the country playing this final SEC series. We got A&M 24-16, 8-10 in conference play at number one, Texas, 34-5, 16-2 in conference play. I'm going to take Texas because I'm going to take Texas until I'm not, I feel like. And if, you know, A&M's hot, but I like Texas at home, man. You know, old rivalry right here, and I think the place will be fired up.
Got two words for you.
Uh-oh.
Down. A&M goes to Texas and wins the series this weekend. I think A&M's, you know, probably still a little mad at Schloss. You know, going to play your old head coach at his ballpark. You know, to be fair, Texas is hitting. Let's see, they're hitting .272 in conference play. A&M's hot though, but Texas has the best arms in the country. But their Friday night guy got hurt against y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know if he's back. Probably will be, but you know, if he's down, that's a big blow. So, you know, just never know. I think they're hot right now, man. And they went to Tennessee. I mean, they went to Arkansas. You know, I think A&M gets it done. Now, the good thing is, at least I would only be three down, if that's wrong, with 3 weekends left after this one. So, you never know. But I'm something's telling me to go A&M this weekend.
So, A&M, this is a big series for them. You know, they finished the year at Texas, LSU at home, or Missouri at home, and at Georgia. So it's a tough stretch down the end right there. You figure you're going to go ahead and chalk them 3 to Missouri. So that puts you at 11. You got to find a way to get
4? Your last 9?
If you get 4 your last 9, you're hosting.
Yeah.
You're 15-15 in conference play, and the way A&M and, you know, the TV with Jay Slaviette and all that kind of stuff, you're hosting. Our coach of the year doesn't look as bad.
Dude, honest to God, though, I mean, with the start that they had, if they have a way to finish 15-15, our pick does not look terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Put it that way.
So, I mean, I think it's, you know, if they get this series win and they sweep Missouri, look out. I mean, look out. All right, going into the sweepers this week. You know, I had Missouri last week, Jacob. I got mine right, 4-2. Jacob was wrong because LSU did not sweep Alabama. So congratulations, Alabama. So you get the honors. Who is your sweeper this week?
Oh, I know yesterday I said I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to take Alabama to sweep Missouri. I'm going to try and get one back. I don't know, man. I hope so. I hope I'm wrong. Maybe I will be. I probably will be. But, you know, it's just one of those things where you expect your team to be that thing. Because I think if Auburn's in the same position, you think Auburn.
I'm scared to death.
Exactly. So, especially because, like, nobody's ever gone 0-for. Nobody's ever gone 0-for in the conference. So, you know, I'm hoping that it's State or, you know, somebody like that. But it just cannot be at the Joe. Who are you going with?
It's tough because outside of that, I really don't know. You know, I feel confident Bama sweeps Missouri. I guess I'm going to go Kentucky sweep South Carolina.
That was going to be mine.
If Ole Miss would have won that series last week, I feel a lot better about Kentucky sweeping South Carolina. But, you know, Lexington's not daunting to play on the road. So, you know, I wouldn't say they have a decisive home field advantage, but give me the Cats, the sweet Paul Mary in South Carolina.
I think another one that could be, I think Vandy sweeps Ole Miss.
It's just, I don't know, man. You got a top 25 Ole Miss. Now, granted, they're 23, so barely top 25, but top 25 at Swayze. It's just tough. It's just tough to go Swayze and sweep.
Yeah. I mean, Alabama's done it before. If Alabama can do it, anybody can do it.
Can Missouri do it?
I doubt it. I'd say anybody but Missouri can do it. So, but yeah. Well, I mean, is there anything else you got for this week?
No, I think that about wraps it up.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up episode 7 of season 7 of It Just Means Less. We appreciate you listening. As always, we'll see you next week.